Hello, this is Gidamari. I usually speak in Japanese on my podcast, but today I want to talk about a special topic. Which happened today, and I think my English is not perfect, but I hope you guys can understand my English. So actually, as an American, if you're American, because I'm speaking in English, but actually, I'm Japanese, and I'm an international student at Utah. Actually, I think you already know at UVU, Utah Valley University in Utah, the Charlie Kirk. He was shot, got shot, and he died. So it happened at my home school, UVU. I already graduated UVU this spring. But I still live in nearby UVU in Utah. Even though I was not involved in the incident, but still I'm kind of upset with this incident. Maybe I'm not upset myself, but maybe because of people who are upset, then their emotions affects me, I think. So I already recorded this in Japanese, but I also still want to share something to help someone in some way. So that's why I try to speak in English as well. So I didn't know about Charlie Kirk. I'm not get involved in like political topics. Seems like he's a like he contributes like President Trump to win on the election. Well, yeah, this is shocking, really shocking. As a Japanese, like I believe gun is not good, having guns. I think emotionally I believe guns should be controlled more and restricted, because in Japan we guns really restrict strictly const restricted. You can't have gun usually in Japan. But I also know the other perspective, like who believe like we should have guns to protect our freedom or family or yourself, and I understand that perspective. But I occasionally hear this like incidents, like school shooting in America. It's really rare in Japan. It's rare, but it happens in Japan too. But usually it's not gun, and if it's gun, it's like homemade gun, it's not official gun. But anyway, I didn't expect school shooting happened in my home school. Like we Japanese, as a common Japanese, I guess, when we see the like school shooting news in America, we think, oh, America is so dangerous. But I know, or especially Utah, it's pretty safe, as safe as Japan. And the things on news is more like biased, or we see more negative things on news. So I know America is not that dangerous. But still, it happens, and it happened in my school and nearby the place I live in. So this is, yeah, this is insane. So I'm also really frustrated why some people, their people, those who like act on violence, why they want to act on that way. Like we are different, we believe different things. Of course we believe in different things. We are a different person, we have different backgrounds, we have different beliefs. We just need to talk to understand each other. Why there's people who wants to like suppress by violence or like yeah, I don't understand that. I understand the feelings and also I understand they have maybe like really tough background in their lives, but yeah, this is really yes. And also, but I also appreciate me, including me, people around me got upset and shocked with this incident. But on the other hand, it means they are really kind and nice. So that's why they upset, even though they were not involved in on the incident, but they still feel sad and upset and anger as well. I think that the opposite of, how can I say that? Like, that's a sign of kindness, I think. So I appreciate many people like being kind. And yeah, and I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as well as known as LDS. And my church's president, Russell M. Nelson, and also Jesus Christ, told us, like, be peacemaker. Yes, we definitely need to be peacemaker. We need to be a person who make peace. Not like difference or like discrimination or violence or like controversial topics or like conflicts. We just need to like understand each other and then make peace. We just need that. So through this incident, I believe again. I wanna be peacemaker for people around me, and we need to be peacemaker. Yeah, definitely. In Japanese, I can talk more, and I can express my emotions or thoughts. But because I'm speaking in English, still I'm limited to express my thoughts. But yeah, so and also I pray for the Charlie Carter. He's in the, I think, next phase, like in the spirit world, I think. And also his family and those who got maybe traumatic experience around the location where he got should, and I pray for them. That's only thing I can do. And I know the place, the UBU, that's my school. I know the place. I like the location he got shot. He got shot. It's a good place to be calm, and I like the view, lake view from the building. Landscape is beautiful. But at the place, like people got shot. That's insane. So I learned also, we should not suppress our feelings with like being upset with like those like incident. If you want to express that, please ask friends or family, like just listen to me, then because I want to express my feelings. I did that today with my roommates. Then that helped, even though I just expressing my thoughts, no conclusion, but it helped me. Even though I was not get involved directly in this incident, but still I'm upset at some level. So, yeah, then we should not spread away like gossip or like the non inaccurate information. We should not do that. And the worst thing is we should not like say or believe the cherry should be killed or he's worthy to be killed. Well, no, that's as bad as the shooter. That's really not good. I don't understand why people say that. So that's the definitely that's not peacemaker. We need to be peacemaker. Yeah, we need to show love and show understanding each other. Then if you want to express your feelings in aggressive way, let's do not on internet. You should do that on the like in person, people around you, not on internet. You should. So yeah. In English still it's hard for me to speak. I hope you guys understand what I want you to say, and I hope not you guys misunderstand what I want to say. But yes, today was big day for people in Utah. I pray for them as well. And thank you so much for listening. See you again. Bye.